What's up, y'all? I'm in my truck driving home, Trevor Truck Doc, but this is part of a series where I'm dropping some marketing tips, marketing knowledge on you guys on my drives home for the next month. For this month, the Facebook Lives on Thursday with quick marketing tips on the podcast as well. This one actually started years ago, and I'm going to tell you some stories. I'm going to tell you a story that I think many of you are going to like. It's going to add a lot of context to why we do this, and then I'm going to show you how it's really impacted our business in a big way and how you can do this to grow your business, no matter what kind of business you have. If you're a real estate agent, this is going to work amazing for you. If you're an investor, this is going to work amazing for you. If you're a plumber or a car salesman, this is going to work amazing for you if you do this, but most of you won't do this, and I really hope some of you do. So the biggest thing I'm going to talk about right now is swag, is sending gifts to clients, gifts to customers, gifts to prospects. Now, I don't know how much we send out every single month in swag. I could probably look at our profit loss statement and look at it, but honestly, don't even really care. Now, here's why. Most of the time, people look at marketing as, I put this much money in and I get this much money out. And when you're building your brand and when you're building loyalty in your client base and when you're building, just trying to get to the heart of the clients, of your market, trying to really penetrate to the heart with no agenda, with no strategy and tactic. Oh, if I do this, I think this will produce this. Just truly coming from the heart, truly coming because you want to care on your clients and care for your clients, it's going to pay you back in spades. We've probably made hundreds of thousands, if not millions over the years, in combined income because of the gifts and swag we sent out to our customers, asking nothing in return. Now, here's a few examples. The reason I'm inspired to do this one right now, actually, is I just looked in our thread of awesomeness inside of our communication channel here at Carrot. One of the things that we do is have something called the thread of awesomeness in Slack. And every single amazing testimonial that comes through, which happens all the time, we have thousands of them in the thread of awesomeness. Our team members put it in there. We link up the email thread or the Facebook note or whatever it is where the customer sent it in. And this one comes from, I'm going to call you out, man, Jared Garza. So Jared posted something through. Dan and our team posted it to the thread of awesomeness. It was amazing. So we sent Jared a t-shirt, Carrot t-shirt, and we sent Super Carrot and a Carrot tattoo, and he's got the orange Carrot bracelet that says be a beacon of positivity and possibility, the same one I'm wearing right now. And we have dozens of items of swag, and we come out with new ones every single month. The cool thing with this, and why I'm bringing up Jared, and I can bring up hundreds if not thousands of other examples, is, guys, this wasn't a strategy. It was us truly loving on our client, because that's part of our purpose. If you look at our stated mission here in the company, it's add humanity to business and help people save times for precious things in their lives that matter. Okay, we want to help you guys save time so you guys can do the important things in life and make an impact. And also, we want to add humanity because we think that's really important. There's so many businesses that are trying to automate everything out, and they're trying to, you know, add in this technology piece and this technology piece in place of people. And I think that businesses should add humanity, not remove it. And so that's part of it. We sent him out a cool swag package, and he sent an amazing, nice note back through. Jared, thank you, man. And part of it was he said, hey, my daughter's loving it. She loves Super Carrot. She's got the tattoo she's wearing around. And he's got the t-shirt. And he said he's going to wear it and represent Carrot at the next RIA meeting, which I'm so grateful. We didn't ask you to do that, but I'm so grateful for that. Now, how does this relate to you? How did our Carrot dolls come to being? How did our t-shirts come to being? How did the other things that we're rolling out soon, our Carrot water bottles, our Carrot sunglasses, we have Carrot flip-flops that we started producing for our team, and there's other things that are coming out. We have a Carrot coloring book for the holidays that's coming out here shortly. Why do we do this stuff? Okay, because when you create things that your clients can identify with outside of the normal transaction, something that they enjoy to do, something that they have fun doing, something they can share with their friends or their family, their kids, their spouse, then you really grow a deeper connection with your client. And when you're able to grow a deeper connection with your client at an emotional level, you're able to then be with them longer rather than just when the transaction ends, your relationship's over. Now you're able to be with them longer. They think about you and your business more. you now own a spot in their mind and hopefully even in their heart, like we are really honestly working towards, because that's when we know we can change someone's heart, we know we can really impact them in the way that they're running their business and how they impact their community. And so here's what I would like to challenge you guys to do, is come up with some gifts, come up with some swag, come up with something that every single closed transaction you have, you put something out and it means something. Okay, now here's where I'm gonna talk about swag gone wrong and swag gone right. Okay, swag gone wrong. I've been sent so many gifts over the years, and I appreciate every single one of them. Okay, I appreciate every single one of them. I'm grateful for every single one of the gifts that I've received from people that I've worked with. Okay, the ones that stand out to me and that really moved me, that really were memorable for me, were ones that weren't just for me, but were for my kids or my wife. Okay, those are the first ones. If you can create something that's not just for the client, but it's for their family or people that they care about, or even their dog, then that's where it's gonna stand out in a big way, okay? Because everybody expects to get the logoed pen. Everybody expects to get the normal type of swag. Even a t-shirt's a normal type of swag, okay? Everyone expects to get that. But when you can connect with someone deeper, a deeper level than just that person, but with their family, someone they care about, their pet, their children, then that's a big, big, big level there. So why do we create the dolls? We created the dolls because we thought it'd be fun, first of all. And the creation story there is, guys, in 2014, I was walking through IKEA. And before I walked through IKEA, I remember seeing, right before you went down to the stairs, almost at the end of the whole IKEA train there, there was a bunch of plush dolls there, and they had a whole section that were vegetables. And before I started carrot, they had carrots, of course, and they had broccoli, and they had all kinds of other ones. I'm going, who is gonna ever buy these dolls that are these vegetable dolls, right? And then within the next year, I'm walking through there. I'm actually doing my first ever speaking gig at the Portland RIA up there in Portland. First presentation I'd ever done for Carrot anyway. And we went up there and there's about 50 or 60 people there. And I went to IKEA first and I saw all of these Carrot dolls. It was a little Carrot character with this smiley face on it and these green shorts. And, you know, I'm like, man, that is amazing. Like, I'm going to buy all of the IKEA Carrot dolls they've got. They had these big, huge ones. They had these little ones. And we bought them all. I walked out of there, walked out of IKEA with two or three massive blue bags of Carrot dolls. And so we gave those to everybody at the RIA event who were Carrot customers, who ended up being a Carrot customer, and they really loved them. People kept on telling us, hey, we love this. I gave it to my dog. I gave it to my children. They love it. And it was identifying them with our brand every single time they picked it up or their children saw it or it was sitting there on the shelf. It's a fun thing that isn't normal. It's not your normal pen, and it helps them identify with the brand. Now, here's what's important though, guys. If you just send people gifts that identifies with your company, they will or will not display them, use them, enjoy them, like them, based on this one thing, is what does your company represent? If your company doesn't represent anything that they want to strive for or that they want to aspire to or that inspires them, then they're likely not going to wear it. They're likely not going to display it. They're likely not going to share it. Okay. So they're likely not going to wear it, display it, share it. But if your company represents something to them, if it represents something that means something deeper than the transaction, deeper than the service, deeper than the software, deeper than the whatever it is, and it represents something that they care about in their lives and their future, they will display it. They will share it, and they will wear it. Okay, so that's a big lesson there. But I took all those out of there. Long story short, IKEA stopped making those small dolls. And we said, this is such an amazing thing. We got to keep it going. So we worked our butts off, found a manufacturing facility, started designing carrots. And after we sent out well over 1,000, maybe 2,000 of those dolls with handwritten notes, making an experience for it, and just asking people, just saying, hey, we appreciate you. Here's one of our carrot buds to hang out with you. not really asking anything in return. People loved them. They started sharing them. They started posting them online. They started playing with them. They started giving them their kids. We're like, this is so cool. We want to keep doing this. This makes people smile. This is fun, and those are part of our core values, okay? And that's why we kept on creating the carrot dolls. We're like, hey, let's mix it up. Let's create new characters. Let's make it so people can collect them all. This is fun, okay? It has no direct tie. We can't say we've put this much money into sending thousands, probably 5,000 plus dolls out by now, into sending probably over 1,000 t-shirts out by now, into sending tons of stuff, free books to people, all kinds of stuff, guys. We've spent probably well over $100,000 on swag, if I had to guess, over the past 5 years, and I would not change it for the world. It's probably made us well into the six figures, probably made us over a million. I don't know what it is, but I don't care. It's fun to do. So what can you do to create swag? What can you do to have swag that you give to your clients that they appreciate, they see value for, but also it identifies with your business, so every time they see it, it brings them back to you and your business. It's something they'll either have fun with, they'll display, they'll share, okay? And your business has to represent something they care about. Here's the last couple tips on swag, then I'm gonna wrap this episode and we'll do the next marketing minute. That's not a minute, marketing 12 minutes. But the next one is, guys, don't cheapen out on your swag, okay? That's one big mistake that a lot of people make is they go, cool, I'm gonna do the pens or I'm gonna do the shirts. And do stuff that people will wear. Do stuff that people will actually use, okay? If you're gonna do the shirts, get the best shirts. If you're gonna do the pens, get the awesome pens, okay? If you're gonna do the notepads, get the cool notepads. If you're gonna do any of that stuff, get the cool stuff, get the good stuff, spend more money on it, because a piece of swag in someone's garbage can or their dresser drawer does no good for you or for them if they're not gonna wear it, because it's not good material, if it doesn't fit good, things like that. So we spend a lot of money on our shirts. It's American Apparel, Tri-Blend shirts. Everyone, guys, when I'm at events or we see it in emails, I always hear people say, oh man, my wife stole my shirt. It's the shirt she wears, you know, all the time at nighttime. She says it's so comfy. So we send them out another shirt. Or Max Maxwell, I was talking with him, this is probably a year ago, is like, dude, these shirts are the most comfortable shirt I wear. So we send them out three or four more so we could wear them some more. So get people the stuff that they'll wear. I've been sent so many shirts that I don't wear. I wish I could wear them, but they're not comfy. They don't fit good because it's a cheap, like, Gilgen brand that's kind of the hard material and this and that. And it's not my size and it doesn't fit well because it's not like a really good kind of hip or fit, right? So get the stuff people will wear. Get the stuff people will share. All right, guys. Have an amazing rest of the day. Take that. Run with it. Start to reward and love and shower cool, fun gifts on your clients. They will share it. It will reward you, and you will be known. You'll start to build authority in your niche. Let me know, guys. Post it up in Apple iTunes. Post it up a review. Post up a rating on it. That's what helps us grow this podcast. I am back home now. And you know what I'm going to try to do? All these episodes, I'm going to make them within the time that it takes me to get back home or get to the office, which is about 15 minutes. So I'm going into the house right now, going through the gate. But I want you guys to go to iTunes, go to Apple Podcasts, and just let us know what you think about the podcast, y'all. The ratings, the reviews really help us massively to get exposed to more people. And if you're sitting there and you're one of the people who has raved, who has raved to us or to other people about the podcast, or just internally, it's one of your go-tos. Patricia Redhawk was in our office this last week from Pennsylvania. She's moving to Eugene, Oregon, so she stopped by the Carrot offices and she said, hey, Trevor, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts in the Carrot Cast. Patricia, I hope you're okay with them sharing this. She said the Carrot Cast is just always one of my top go-tos, and it's one of the only podcasts I re-listen to. She talked about the quality of it and the information that we put out there, and it's so, Patricia, that made me smile. We absolutely loved it. We've still been talking about it since then, so I'm pumped that you're able to visit the office. But guys, give us that rating and review so we can expose this message to more people who want to change the world. And we can do it with your help. Go out there, find some cool swag to get to people, start simple, and let me know what you're doing. Tag me on Facebook or Instagram with your next swag drops, the next things you're starting to do for people. Make people smile, have fun with your business, and let me know what you're doing. Have an amazing rest of the week.